This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video. Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Hey, hello everybody and welcome to Technorama. Here we are, live at the Expo. I'm here, everybody! Yay! And Chuck's on the phone, still coordinating our schedules with other people. Anyway, today we got a light show on the show notes, but we got plenty of people here to egg us on, or throw eggs at us. I wish Chuck would get off the phone so he can get going. Anyway, so, thank you, Chuck, for joining the show.
Sorry, that was T. Morris on the line, wondering where the heck we are.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about all the people we've seen, met, and done while we're here at the Expo.
I don't know about you, but who have you done?
Well, listen to the show and you'll find out.
We've had an interesting day, and we will get into that in just uno momento, por favor.
Si.
We've got the regular business to take care of on this day in tech history, just like any other regular show, but this is highly irregular.
Technorama, oni steak.
On this day in tech history for September 30th, 2006. This is September 30th. It's the 273rd day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are just 92 days left in 2006. It was on this date in 1882 that the world's first commercial hydroelectric power plant, later known as Appleton Edison Light Company, begins operation on the Fox River in Appleton, Wisconsin. I've been there. And the Hoover Dam, astride the border between the United States of Arizona and Nevada, is dedicated on this date in 1935. The U.S. Navy submarine USS Nautilus is commissioned on this date in 1954 as the world's first nuclear reactor-powered vessel. The last episodes of Suspense and Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, broadcast on CBS Radio, marking the end of the golden age of radio on this date in 1962. BBC One is launched on this date in 1967. The other national radio stations also adopt numeric names. Tony Blackburn presents the first show. And the Ceylon Broadcasting Corporation, no, not Ceylon, is launched in Colombo. The first station is formerly known as Radio Ceylon on this date in 1967. And 31 years ago today, the Hughes AH-64 Apache makes its first flight. It was on this date in 1980 that the Ethernet specifications published by Xerox working with Intel and Digital Equipment Corporation. And cyanide laced Tylenol kills 6 people in the Chicago area on this date in 1982. 7 were killed in all. The incident is known as the Tylenol Murders. And it was 7 years ago today that Japan's worst nuclear accident at a uranium reprocessing facility in Tokaimura, just northeast of Tokyo. AIM-54 Phoenix, which became the primary missile of the Northrop Grumman F-14 Tomcat, was retired on this date in 2004. And it was on that same day, 2 years ago today,
that the first images of a live giant squid in its natural habitat are taken 600 miles south of Tokyo.
Happy birthday goes out on this date in 1552, Michael Mieslin, the German mathematician. British architect Decimus Burton was born on this date in 1800. American industrialist William Wrigley Jr. was born on this date in 1861. Also, happy birthday on this date in 1872, French physicist and Nobel Prize winner Jean-Baptiste Perrine. German physicist Hans Geiger was born on this date in 1882. An English physicist and Nobel Prize winner, Neville Francis Mott, was born on this date in 1905. French chemist Jean-Marie Len turned 67 today. And Johann Deisendorf, the German chemist, turns... well, he's still alive. How old would he be? He was 63. And finally, Barry Marshall, the Australian physicist and winner of the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine, turns 55 today. And that's the way it was on this day in tech history for September 30th, 2006.
This is Ronald D. Moore from Battlestar Galactica, and you're listening to Technorama.
Craig thinks that's funny.
Yeah.
I'm doing a little air guitar action on that one.
Yeah, that is funny. Do it again. Do it for the camera. Show us love.
Alright. Hey, that little ID from Ronald D. Moore.
Yeah, that was awesome. He did the keynote this morning, right behind what's his name? Oh yeah, Leo.
Leo Laporte. Which is an interesting story in itself a little later.
That's right. But, yeah, it was awesome. He was talking about, I guess, the popularity that he didn't expect from the podcast for the Battlestar Galactica and, I guess, the non-politics behind it. I thought he was probably going to get a little pushing from, like, the marketing from sci-fi.com, but he said they haven't said anything, and he's just surprised by how many people actually listen to it and that good stuff.
He was interesting, but he wasn't very energetic. Maybe that's just his personality. Maybe he didn't want to be here today. I don't know, but it was fun. And I was glad to get an autograph on a punch card and the audio ID.
Yes, the punch cards once again.
Blue ink this year.
Yeah. Do you ever run out of those things?
And well, depends what you call a lifetime supply.
Lifetime. How big was that Fortran program?
The shipping program? I don't know, about an inch thick.
And you had enough cards for last year and this year?
I still have, like, five times as many as I've gone through.
Oh, okay.
I had lifetime supply, man. If that's all I do is go to expos and get new signatures. Yeah. There were 2,500 attendees to this podcast expo, and I probably could still have gotten every one of them. Not with the deck that I brought, but if I had brought enough, I could have done it.
I think you should take those to the Computer History Museum and get some autographs there.
Well, that would be fun. Yeah. We couldn't make that in the day trip, though. Before we go any further, let's introduce who is in the room.
We have
a hotel room full of people. Many of which you will recognize from name and fame.
Right, from miles around across the globe, they've come here to the expo.
Thank you, Chip Querty.
Thank you. You're welcome.
We have Douglas E. Welch at the camera. We are videotaping this. This is the first ever Technorama video. I'm not sure how I feel about this. We are awaiting Victor Gahiao. Oh, Douglas E. Welch's Career Opportunities, the High-Tech Career Handbook. We have a sea of Friends in Tech black shirts. This is Black Shirt Day, I guess.
That's right.
I think I set that rule, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We said what shirt last night, and everybody brought black. Not everybody brought the other color, though.
I like black. We look like
not everybody has the other color.
Hey, I like black. We look like badasses out there, right?
Yeah.
We met Annie McCaskey, who isn't here right now, but Annie McCaskey from Slashdot.review was wearing a black shirt, and everybody kept turning him around, going, "You got a Fit logo on?"
Yeah. Guess what? We have an announcement to make.
We also have Dean Jensen, a.k.a. Beaker One, from the chat room.
Come on. Yeah, speak something. Say something. From- whoa. Say something because we always hear you typing. But we're
hello. Or should I just say something?
Thank you. If you remember Dean from the last...
Thank you, Dean.
Last show, Dean is Beaker's brother. We were going to do the...
Beaker's brother?
Beaker's brother.
No, he is Beaker.
No, Beaker is the character name of the Media Corner guy.
Oh, I thought it was just Media Corner guy.
Oh, hey there.
Hey, how'd we get here, man?
I can't. I'm so stoned. I can't remember your name.
Yeah, it's because the weed conference is going on at the other side of the convention center. Oh, man.
Awesome!
Hey, Kevin, call security.
We also have Kevin Devon from In the Trenches.
Howdy, howdy.
Kevin is a man of few words. We found that out at the LA Podcasters booth.
Yeah.
We have Mad Marv from Chat Room and Blogging Fame.
Yeah, speak up, Marv.
Hey.
All the way from Hawaii. Which island?
Oahu.
Oahu!
Oahu beer!
Can't tell who's been drinking.
He's brought... I've only had one so far.
But you got four by your 8 feet.
I am a cheap date.
The night is young.
And we have George Starcher, also from In the Trenches.
Hello, hello.
Wahoo!
You know, that's kind of weird. I see your face talking to the microphone, and then it's like the same voice I hear in my iPod.
Imagine that!
That is kind of funny.
How's that go?
And then we have Steve Holden over there on the floor, holding the carpet down.
Hello.
I didn't see you behind the TV case there, Steve. Sorry.
That's all right.
From Tech News Radio and Jersey Boys podcast. Oh, by the way, Steve, awesome job on the Frankie Valli interview.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
I meant to mention that to you last night, but now...
Did I sound a little excited when I was doing it?
Yeah.
Not as much of a fanboy as Craig did with Ronald D. Moore this morning. Well,
you know what? Let me tell you about that. This morning, we walked up, and I was okay until Chuck is getting his autograph. I was like, oh, that's cool. He's signing his name on a punch card. I was like, that's awesome. And then Chuck's like, all right, get up there with the mic. And I went up there and like, so Ronald, can I get an ID for our show? He's like, sure. And I was trying to give him the details and said, we do a show called Technorama.
I love you, man.
Love you. And that's about as far as I got, but I squeaked it out, and he did it, and it was awesome.
Now, before Ronald D. Moore was there, we have guests at the door.
Hey, let's see who it is. Wait a minute.
I'm guessing it's T. Morris. It's Victor and...
Norbert. That's right.
Norbert. Right, Victor Cahiai.
Gifts.
Oh, there you go.
Victor of the Typical PC User and Typical Mac User podcast. The man who is generous enough to bring the mixer and mics and all a whole bunch of cables and things.
And some other iPod stuff.
You just got an iPod.
But you know what? I'll try this one.
That's the hard case version.
Hello,
how you doing, Victor?
I'm doing great, guys.
Thank you for the equipment usage. Saved us a lot of travel costs.
Just call me Perch of Audio. That's what I am. Perch of Audio.
And Norb of the Norb...
Wait a minute, are we renting this?
Huh?
You'll get a bill after the...
It's a nominal fee.
Yes, right.
No, it's all for free. All for fun.
And Norb of the Norb Tech Review podcast. Norb Tech... Tell me again.
NorbTech.info.
NorbTech.info.
How you doing, Chuck?
I am fine. Hey, good man. To meet you in person. Come here, shake my hand.
All right.
This is cool. It's like a live version of our chat room. With no typing.
And no smiley faces.
Where's the /kick command?
Can I change my name?
Yeah, I want you to play /Nick.
Hey, if you wait long enough, I'll bet Karen from California will show up.
I bet we got a problem. They're going to start changing their names, Chuck.
We're going to
start swapping names here in a minute.
She's here. We talked to her earlier.
Well, I want to meet Karen from California.
You haven't met her yet today?
I have not.
Oh.
We'll have to fix that.
Okay.
So let's go around. Tell you what, let's go around with the mic, and maybe y'all can talk about what some of the coolest stuff you've seen at the
good idea.
So far. What?
Let's start with Victor. He's holding the mic.
Yeah, he's good at that.
Favorite thing so far.
Kevin here. You know.
No.
Nothing really comes to mind. I gotta be honest. I have not seen any one thing that I went, whoa, wow. You know, I haven't.
Wasn't Twit cool sitting there for 35 minutes waiting for him to hook up a mixer?
No, I unsubscribed and got out of my seat. And
physically unsubscribed.
But you notice Leo had to call for help with the guy that said, ask for help on the back of his shirt.
And at one point, Elvis in a chicken suit comes up to help. It was that bad.
You can find him on Flickr, I'm sure.
So that's it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Nothing. No sessions? Keynotes didn't thrill you?
Well, Poffy Johnny's session always thrills me because he talks about it and breaks it down. And every time I go, I don't care how much I think I know, I learn something. And today was no exception. And then afterwards, I sat right in the front seat. And he came up and says, you know, Victor, he was in a grand ballroom. He said, I was scared to death. I was so happy when I saw you sitting in the front seat because I knew somebody in the room. So, you know, Paul does a wonderful job. I did record his entire session on my iTunes, so on my iPod. So we'll see how that comes out. I won't repurpose it because I don't have permission. But if you guys in fit want to hear it, let me know.
Hey, wait. Should we edit that out then?
We don't edit anything out.
You don't have to edit anything out.
This is an evening cast, and we still have a lot of evening in front of us. We have Dr. Floyd, who's doing a live show again this year.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember right, I was the Foley artist on the last one with Mr.
Yes, we know, Chuck.
And... we have Winging It.
You like ringing their bells.
We also have, what do we have between those two?
Drinks?
No.
There was Technorama.
No, that's now.
Oh.
Who are they?
Oh, yeah.
There's, isn't the LA, Orange County barbecue thing?
That's Saturday, I think, right? Victor.
Saturday, I think.
See? He thinks, too.
He thinks?
Well, let's don't work on our schedules right now. Come on.
I can't drive without a PDA.
Yeah. Steve, so has there been anything that's caught your attention here at the expo?
Pod track poolside party.
All right.
There's got to be food at that.
Does it come with chicks?
Hey, wait. Good thing my wife's not subscribed.
Yes, what did you like today?
Mine too.
Let's see. The keynotes were all right. I mean, they weren't. There was nothing to just earth shattering. And you guys are going to talk a little bit, I bet, about the idea of a netcast.
I don't know if we want to rehash that. Part of being Technorama is not rehashing everybody else's news. And Leo went on, and on Twit, if you listen to that, he went on about the whole podcast netcast name and what do you want to call it? Should we call it something else?
Well, he even had a big... Well, you know, Apple was making a stink about the pod trademark, whatever that would be. However, on his site, on a blog that said he was going to start saying netcasts instead of podcast because of all the fervor that Apple has strung up. So I wouldn't mind hearing some feedback what people think, but to be honest with you, I'm just happy with the podcast moniker.
I think that's how I feel too.
I think podcast still has an implication that you have to have an Apple or an iPod to use it.
It does, but I think over time that's going to kind of dissipate if we all keep talking about it and the names, you know, kind of... I think after a while it's going to be so generic because it'll be out there for so long. I don't know.
Well, a blog implies you have to have a website.
Speaking of the microphone.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this isn't Twitch.
What implies you have to have a... A little slow on the uptake. What implies that you need to have a website?
Well, a weblog doesn't... That implies you have to have a website.
Yeah, and you do.
Yeah, to produce it, yeah.
You got to have some internets
never
first.
Never mind.
Yeah.
You got to have those internet tubes.
So does netcast mean you have to have a net?
Yeah, maybe. Hey, speaking of cool things, the one thing that I think... The only thing so far that I've seen that is cool is the piece of software that Gigavox is releasing tomorrow.
Yes, what is it? Liminator?
Levelator.
To me, that is the only thing
you
got to
say
seen.
It right. Levelator.
This is the Levelator from California.
I will flatten your audio. Smash it. We'll beat it into submission.
That does sound cool. I'll bet we could really use that.
I do?
No, I could use
the software. Oh, yeah.
So I do have one question.
Yes,
I want to know how much Steve paid Slusher to put both his shows in the slides.
Yeah, duh.
What was up with that? We were watching Dave Slusher did... Dave Slusher, who needs to go down? You or me?
Y'all.
Okay. Whoa. We were talking about volume there for if you didn't hear. Now, to bring the listener up to speed, Dave Slusher did a session called, it was a hobbyist track, it was Amateur Means You Do It For Love. And
That's
he
right.
was talking about many things, and in the background he had a slideshow running with various podcast logos and screenshots and things, and... Steve Holden seemed to come up twice, and I never saw any other Fit members. Did you?
Well, I do have an answer. If you listen to his podcast, he mentioned a couple times, and he blogged about it on his blog.
Okay, moving right along.
Yeah.
So reading my weblogs was the reason I was
there. Craig, you told me you listened to Evil Genius.
Moving right along.
I know why.
I listen to every podcast.
Marv, what did you like?
Oh man, you covered everything already.
No, what did you like? We covered it, but what did you like?
I was liking, 15 podcasters trying to plug in a microphone for Leo.
Oh god, that was funny. It was funny for a while.
Comedy gold, right there. Oh, well,
lots of pictures.
Until we got bored.
We have plenty of pictures for Mark Shepard to doctor up.
Oh, yeah.
Mark is going to be busy for like a month.
Yeah.
We're just going to send him directly to him and then let him get to Flickr.
That's right.
Dean.
Yes.
Being this is my first podcast expo, the strangest thing was actually putting faces to the voices that I've been listening to.
They don't work, do they?
It's the strangest thing. It's like, oh, that's so what sorry. You look like? Oh, my God.
I'm so out of here.
Well, except for Leo. Everybody knew what he looked like.
Right. Yeah. But it's like, okay, like, I want to see these people. I want to meet this person. I want to meet this person. I want to meet this person. But you have no idea how to find them because you only know them by voice.
Right. So you walk around with blindfolds like I did last year.
That's what Chuck did. He walked around with blindfolds and was like, oh, I know you.
I'd rather hear you than see you anyway.
Uh-oh.
But it was really nice putting faces to names.
Hey, come on in. You're just
in
time.
We have T. Morris.
Karen from California.
Survival Guide to Writing Fantasy and Podcasting for Dummies.
It's the dummy podcasting. Go for it.
It's story time.
Oh.
We have Karen from California.
It's story time.
He's right. This is the chat room in real life.
I'm actually going to... I'm going to be talking about something I'm going to be doing on Winging It tonight, too.
Story time with tea.
No, it's lack of drinking. Let me begin. Excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that a little hot?
Yeah.
Because guess what? I'm a little hot right now. We are 5 o'clock. We go into the Marriott. We order beers. We made it pretty simple. Stones all around. You know, stone, right? What
from
happened?
From the Stone Cold Brewery.
Stone Cold Brewery. Stone Cold does ice cream.
Stone Cold Steve Phillips.
Yeah, they make beer ice cream.
Hey, that sounds
and
pretty good.
You lost all that weight, Chuck. Did you also lose weight in your brain? Okay, so.
Wait a minute, beer ice cream? Let's go back to that.
So, here we go. So, I go ahead, and then 15 minutes later, we get, I'm sorry, we're all out of stone. So we were like, okay, what do you have? Well, we have Amber Bach and Sierra Mist. Sierra Nevada.
Sierra Mist.
Yeah, who's
is a soda.
In the brain now?
Because of the lack of alcohol and food. So another 15 minutes go by, and they say, we're all out of Sierra Nevada. So I hand over my Amber Bach, and I say, what
to
do
me,
you...
To yeah, me, thank
yes,
you very much.
Yes, to Doug. And then I said, okay, tell me this much. Grateful. You bet. So, tell me this much. What kind of scotch do you have? So, she goes back. 15 minutes later, she comes back. She's got a list of scotches. They have Dalwhinnie. That's a fine scotch.
Oh, yes, it is.
So, they go on ahead, and I said, I'll take a Dalwhinnie. 15 minutes later, oh, yeah, it's been that long. She comes back, and she goes, all we have is Dewars. I'm like, that's not scotch. That's turpentine. So, I said, go on ahead, then, and please bring me an Amber Bach. I see it coming towards the table, and then some yucca putz is backs up into the waitress, wham, on the floor.
How did he go?
Oh, wait, Chuck, I'm not done yet. Because
five drinks.
Yes, yeah. So Karen just gets completely fed up, goes up to the bar and goes, do you have any... Look, this guy is waiting for his beer. Give him an Amber Bach. I'm sorry, ma'am. Say it with me, everybody. We're out of an Amber Bach. So the bartender comes over to me and says, we're going to comp you a drink. And I said, what do you got? I got Coors Light.
Thank you, T. Morris.
Thank you, Ontario! Good night!
He's going to use the Winging It bottle opener. Yay!
Rock on. Are you done?
So, T. Hey, T, so before you got here, we were asking everybody what their favorite part of the expo is. So what was yours?
Actually, that's easy to answer. Okay. In all seriousness... The best thing about this conference on a whole has been meeting everybody.
Oh yeah.
I mean, meeting you guys face to face, meeting Karen from California face to face, all you people. It's just been a show.
No.
And And beyond that, hearing Ron Moore bust on sci-fi, I dug that pretty hard.
I enjoyed it, but we were just saying that he was kind of emotionless, you know.
I mean, yeah, but you know, he's working in a different time zone. You know what? I'm giving him a pass.
You know what?
Right now,
I bet he was working while he was talking.
Probably. You think he was writing in his head? Wait, I can make something out of this audience.
And, I mean, and bottom line, he gets a pass because A, he's here.
Yeah, true.
You know, he's here, and on top of that, he has given us one hell of a science fiction television
show. Oh, yeah.
But, and he gave us an ID for the show. Hey,
so say we all.
So say we all.
And what a great segue. Coming out this October, mm-hmm. from Ben Bella Books, edited by Battlestar Galactica's Richard Hatch.
Really?
I am appearing in a book called So Say We All, Collected Thoughts and Opinions from Battlestar Galactica. Ben Bella has this whole thing called the Smart Pop series. And it's a series.
Are there pictures?
What?
Are there pictures?
Just one on the cover. And
well, how do you appear in a book?
Because I wrote... Dude, I haven't had enough of this beer, okay? I can still smash it against your skull.
Sorry, I'm
I know he's got more.
I'm channeling Evo here.
He has not had enough, thanks to the Marriott.
No, you need to be angrier to be Evo. You need to be a lot angrier to be Evo. Sir, I know Evo Terra, and you're no Evo Terra.
Enough.
Yeah.
We got sound bites in this show.
The essay that I wrote for this was, it's called Identity Crisis. And I talk about how much I hated the miniseries, but I love the series itself. And there are a whole bunch of different ones. Merle Lafferty of Geek Foo, she wrote one on I think it was the roles of women in Battlestar Galactica. And Summer Brooks, another podcaster, Summer Brooks, she went on as well. So yeah, you're gonna want to check that out. So
I think she mentioned that one time when she was on a show. I think it might have been right when y'all started talking about that.
Yeah, good people.
Cool.
There you go. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
I'm going now. Bye.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Left the building.
That's right.
We didn't talk to Norb.
Yes, Norb.
Norb.
Front center, Norb.
Pasty Mike. Norb.
Evening, gentlemen, ladies.
Yeah.
Best thing in the podcast expo so far has, like he said, meeting all of you. It's some of you guys are the ones that got me started in podcasting. No, I got a very small
We don't want any legal documents or anything.
So here you go.
My wife's going to send you the tech bill, okay?
Yeah.
No, just meeting all you guys has been great. Some like Dean Jensen over there. We've been trading some tips with each other, so that's been good. Hasn't been a lot of products out there I've seen that have been too great.
Yeah.
You know, checking out some of the mics and whatever, but that's about it. People, podcasters are the best part about the whole thing.
Well, you know, that's the main reason I came here, was to kind of network and meet people and, you know, talk to anybody, whether they listen to us or there are other podcasters that I listen to. So that's the big reason I'm only coming out here. I mean, the floor is okay. Some of the sessions are okay, a few of them that I really wanted to see. But other than that, you know, that's why I came here.
Did you go to any sessions?
Yeah, I've been going to went to three sessions today. All of them were good.
What'd you see?
The first one was how to
podcast for the year.
Yeah, podcast for the year, and that went pretty good. A little bit too much on doing scripting for your podcast, which I'm trying to get away from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
scripts.
So what's that?
I try not to script too much, but you know, I just got lots and lots of bullet points. So
yeah,
we call that patiobooks.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then David Lawrence, find your natural voice.
Oh yeah. How was that?
How did that go?
That was pretty good. It gave me some good tips to take home and put into practice. So.
Is this your natural voice?
This is my natural voice right here.
Show us what he showed you.
Show us what he's doing.
Don't lean forward in the chair. Like you're there, Craig. It's good. That was the best one right there.
Sucks to be you,
all right,
Craig.
Thank you. Good night, Norb.
Chuck's got the good position in there. He's laying back. Going
to
get the good natural voice.
Can I give you some feedback?
This isn't. This isn't laying back. This is propped up.
Yeah.
Something I'd like you to try on. That was the new thing at David the Act. So. That's about it. We'll see what happens tomorrow. You're going to see this one guy, Tomasi. Chuck Tomasi.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
here's a crackpot.
Schmuck.
Poser.
Yes, no.
Hello, Chuck.
Hello,
it's Karen from California.
Oh, you sound really good in my headphones.
Well, I can say some other things that might make you feel very good, very warm, very happy. Oh, that's right. You're married. Never mind. Anyway, I went to the same...
Chuck's going to be in his bunk.
Yeah. You're in my bunk right now.
As a matter of fact, I'm sitting on the top of it, bouncing like a little girl with a baby doll dress on a trampoline.
I'll drink to that.
One word.
But I just wanted to say that I went to the same classroom, and you know, this is my podcasting voice, and I know that a lot of you boys think that, well, it's rather hot. But I'm going to take a note from this expo because I've learned a lot, and I'm going to start podcasting in my real voice.
Yeah, this is Karen from California.
Damn.
It's the food at the Marriott. It's really good.
What's wrong with
you? Every time.
Hi there.
It's Coors Light.
What is Karen chain smoking now?
All I gotta say is you boys are hot. And I'm bouncing up and down the bed.
Tell me about that baby doll thing again.
What baby doll is gone now?
Oh, God.
Is that a 5 o'clock shadow I hear?
It's growing as we speak. Oh, my gosh.
We've lost Chuck. I repeat, we've lost Chuck.
Chuck is wiping the tears from his eyes.
Podcast her down. Over here.
Hey, everybody. It's Doug.
Hey, Doug.
It's Trivia Doug.
Trivia Doug.
Who let him in? Did you come in with the other guys?
Yeah, I came in with the...
All right, wait. First off.
Hey, Doug.
Throw us a question. We got to throw us a question.
What's the question?
What movie is Skmods from?
Skmods.
And what does it stand for?
Karen's got her hand up.
Skmods.
All right,
but she
Karen.
Has to answer
it. All right,
or
Karen.
Oh, got it.
Oh.
Sorry.
T thinks he knows. I'm clueless.
I can't remember what it's, but I can actually do the Skmods. As Dan Aykroyd said it in the Blues Brothers movie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
State, county, municipal, offender, yeah. Data, system.
Okay. Oh,
there you go.
That was from the Blues Brothers?
Yeah.
Wow.
Go watch it again, Chuck.
We're on a mission from Dad.
Have you seen
right
it once?
How much for the little girl?
Women. I want to buy your women.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, we're taking a drink. Hold on.
So what's my favorite thing here? Not to sound too redundant, but meeting everybody, obviously. It's almost a dumb question. It really is. Did anybody have a different question, different answer?
Well,
meeting everybody?
Yeah, I think that was the big winner right there. You know, I didn't find anything that stood out other than, like I said, that's why I came here to meet people. So
yeah, that's it.
Mhm.
It's been a great time.
Mm-hmm. The
I
best
got to
thing,
poker, and I got to that was actually pretty fun. I got to the final table, got some money back.
Oh yeah, who won Turned that? By the way,
I don't know. I bailed after I got out and forth.
I'm out of here. Screw this.
Well, I had Michael Manigate, and he really wanted to get to
actually,
bed.
Actually, who won it was Henda's brother Mike from Keith and the Girl.
Oh great,
Henda's brother Mike is the one that won
microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? What?
Got a mic in front of me.
Say that again, Karen.
Karen, will you answer that, please?
All right. Henda from Keith and the Girl, her brother won, Mike, and he's quite the poker player. In second place was this rather young gentleman who was an excellent player.
He was
and,
who got me out.
And there you go. So it was fun. The poker tournament was a lot of fun, and I'll be back for that next year.
Definitely. Anybody else?
You know, I think we should probably, instead of the best thing that you saw at the podcast, was
the
probably
worst.
More like... No, more like impression, I guess, because there's really wasn't the best thing.
Well, I'm
Mike to T.
The best thing is when he finally got a beer when he came in our room.
actually, the thing that I'm most impressed with is the turnout. That's my impression.
Yeah.
The numbers I heard were last year was 1,500, this year's 2,500.
Well, and the thing is, I heard that the participants were even more like it was in the 3,000 or 4,000. That's what I also heard. But the thing was that when I first came out here, I thought it was going to be an intimate gathering, you know, at the most, maybe 1,000 people. And then I saw the amount of people that turned out. And I went, oh, geez, I better be polishing up on that presentation I'm giving on Saturday morning.
I started thinking the same thing. I hope it's good enough.
Yeah, I know. And well, then I saw Evo Terra and Steve Ely's presentation. I said, I got nothing to worry about.
I saw Evo on the soapbox earlier in the Pod Dango.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's up there. Yep. You know, I saw, I don't know who it was, but I saw somebody, I walked in there, and the dude was preaching about the virtues of podcasts. I was like, what the hell do you think we're all here for?
Yeah. Hello?
I gotta tell you, the podcasting's great! It's the only way to reach your people!
I got a few good shots of him.
But yeah, I really think that that's what has impressed me the most. Not just the people that are showing up, that are other podcasters, but people that are showing up that want to find out more about podcasting, what they can do to
apply. True. I don't remember that last year.
Last night I'm at the bar, and this guy has been to my ear, and I said, so you want to do a podcast? And he goes, yeah. And I said, well, where do you work? And he goes, well, I really can't tell you. And I said, okay, well, what do you do for your job? And he goes, I work in the intelligence community.
Nope.
And I said, and you want a podcast?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, good night.
In the Middle East tonight, we saw.
But what was cool was that he wants to do an internal podcast.
Ah.
And that's what I, when my day job, when I'm not doing the writing and I'm not, you know, getting shafted by the people at the Marriott bar, I'm not going to let it go. I'm going to hold it close to me.
Next year.
Like the Teddy that the 5 o'clock shadow Karen is having. And,
hey there.
Yeah. And
It's gone.
Here we go. Sci-fi trivia. What's this one from?
I got such beautiful boys.
Driving Miss Daisy?
Sci-fi? What the?
Anyone?
Car fly in the air and out in the space or something? I don't know. Beautiful boys.
The episode was called Home from the X-Files. Remember the one set in West Virginia?
Oh, God.
The one that when they aired it, they said, we will never air this episode again. Then they did a viewer's choice, and that one won.
Oh, wait a minute. That show had like 9 seasons. How do you expect us to remember all those?
Because this was the infamous one.
Because okay. Craig, there were like...
This is the one that, you know, yeah.
Is that the one where the woman had the... One kid under the mattress, under the bed.
Yeah, where the woman was underneath the mattress.
There were 10 seasons. The mother was under Star Trek: Next Generation, and we remember all those.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
But seriously, that was my biggest impression was the turnout, and I'm
in that episode.
Not in this episode. No, I'm back on the. I'm
oh
on
oh
the
oh! The actually. Turnout here. Okay.
Yeah, and that's been the most impressive thing about this, and I've just it's like Dragon Con all over again. I'm like, I can't wait until 2007.
Do it all over again.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Oh, speaking of Dragon Con, I'm kind of bummed that I didn't get to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of all the things I keep hearing that were great about it, including all of the Mythbusters were there.
Yeah.
Jamie, Adam.
Just the build team.
The build team. So Jamie, Adam, Grant, Tori.
No, the build, that's the Tori, Grant, and Carrie.
Carrie, yeah.
Those three.
Yep.
Oh, I thought Adam and Jamie were there too.
No.
Okay, I'm not as bummed then.
No. You should be, because I got to see. I got to see Carrie up close, and let me tell you something.
Hey, baby.
Camera don't do her justice.
Hey, baby. Okay.
Hot geeky chick.
You did see
blowing
the
shit up.
You did see the photos of her in the.
I love it.
Well, speaking of Mythbusters,
women and explosives.
Last night we did our interview with Grant Imahara.
Yep.
And that went really well. We just got to get it edited up. So
he was,
in a couple of weeks,
he was
have
awesome
online.
To talk to. It was very easy to talk to.
Oh, but here's my podcasting Dragon Con story. I was getting my photograph taken with Tori Higginson. She plays Dr. Weir on Stargate Atlantis.
Ah.
Let me tell you something. Camera, don't do her justice either, because they kind of make her look. They kind of downplay her. Mm. She was sitting next to Rachel Luttrell, Talia. I kept looking at Tori Higginson because she's a little hottie.
Swing.
But here's the thing. So Tori Higginson sees my badge. She goes, oh, you're a guest. What do you do? And I hadn't had one of the samplers of Podcasting for Dummies. And I said, well, my big claim to fame, I mean, I do science fiction and fantasy. www.tmorris.com. But,
yeah. We'll have a big beep.
We found a Dvorak.
There you go. So anyway, so I go, well, I do write science fiction and fantasy, but my big claim to fame is is this, and they pulled out the sampler, and her eyes got huge, and she was like, I love listening to podcasts. It's a long drive to Vancouver and LA, so I listen to NPR, I listen to Canadian podcasts. This is really cool. I took the sampler out of her hand. I said, I'm so going to fix you up. And the next day, I showed up there. I gave her an autographed copy of Podcasting for Dummies.
Awesome.
I slipped her a copy of Moravi, The Chronicles of Raising Ascona.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a metaphor for...
I slipped her my disc.
Yeah. Hey, but, is this the new media way to pick up women?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
I put it on a thumb drive.
No, baby. It was all hard code. It was all digital.
No bad sectors. No bad sectors,
baby. Woo! And virus free.
Can we work? Hey. I was trying to work the word hard drive in there somewhere.
All right, we've got to wrap it up because it's getting really warm in here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the beer's getting warm.
All right. Hey, thank you for joining us, everybody. Yay!
Good night.
Let me roll that familiar music. If you want to get in touch
roll
with us.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Listener line 206-242...
Something. There's a three in there. Did I hear you say niner?
And a square.
And say goodnight, Gracie.
Picture of a lion. 206-222-2428. That's chat if you can spell it, unlike us. Email is chuck at chuckchat.com. Craig is K-R-E-G at chuckchat.com. The forum swag and all that other stuff is at where?
Chuckchat.com.
Wow, in case you... We are smooth tonight.
Yeah.
Shiny. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Till next time, binary high five.
101!
Take care, y'all.
Thank you, everybody.
Oh, my God. Think about...